Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
First thing you have to worry about with the Vikings, pretty obvious. Adrian Peterson, the best pure runner in all of football. A guy who had 2,000 yards a couple of years ago, capable of taking to the house on any given play. He's going to be a big problem for the Patriots, and we saw the problems that they had in Miami with no Sean Moreno. 191 yards rushing for the Dolphins in that game. Peterson's capable of getting that all by himself. The Patriots need to make some changes. They need to play better. One thing I think they can adjust is getting Chandler Jones away from that 3-4 end spot. I don't think he's big enough for that. I don't think Joe Valano's really big enough for that on the other side. I thought they were a little bit small up front, and I'd like to see Belichick and the coaching staff make some changes with that, get a little bit bigger, maybe go to a 4-3 front, get Chandler Jones on the outside with Ninkovich and go back to the 4-3 that they played last year. But in any regard, they have to contain Adrian Peterson. Another big problem the Patriots had in Miami, obviously, was protecting Tom Brady, and that's not going to get any easier this time around either. Minnesota likes to rotate a lot of defensive linemen. They have some talent. They have some depth up front. They had 5 sacks in the opener. Everson Griffin had 2 of them. Brian Robeson, very gifted pass rusher. The Patriots have to figure it out up front. A lot of mixing and matching in the opener. I don't want to see that again as well. I'd like to see maybe some different personnel, maybe a guy like Josh Klein, even rookie Brian Stork. But whatever, they need to settle on 5. Bill Belichick has to pick 5 and stick with them because it did not work in the opener with all the rotation. My last point this week is going to be kind of a wild card. Cordarrelle Patterson from Minnesota, really a very unique kind of player. He's a guy who can make big plays both as a running back and as a receiver, a little like Percy Harvin, only he's much bigger. Dynamic return game, had over 100 yards rushing in the opener against St. Louis, also capable of making big plays as a downfield passing threat. I wonder if Darrelle Revis matches up with him in the passing game. But that only solves half of the problem. You really have to be aware of this guy. He's a wild card, a guy that the Vikings like to use in a lot of different ways. The Patriots need to make sure they eliminate the big play from Patterson. But I just think the Patriots have too much pride and too much talent to lay 2 eggs in a row. I think they bounce back on the road 27-16. We come back here for Oakland in the home opener next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.